16, verses 1 through 10. Hear now the word of God. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who think they need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now, fill us with your presence, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. All right, who here has seen either Despicable Me or Despicable Me 2? Oh, okay, more people than at the first service. That's good. And if you haven't seen it, for those who haven't seen it, it's about a despicable guy named Gru, who we're going to meet. I mean, that guy is pretty despicable, isn't he? You know where the name comes from. He's so bad that when he was a kid, other kids would recoil just when he came near them. And not the familiar childhood taunt of, "Ew, cooties," but rather the kids would run and scream and go, "Ew, grooties," which are so much worse, apparently. Gru is so bad that he wants to become the biggest, the baddest bad guy in the world, the kind of person that everyone both fears and abhors. He's so bad that he's not happy stealing iPads or backpacks or cars or even money. Oh no, Gru wants to steal the moon. So everyone would know. Not yet.
I am the league's director, Silas Ramsbottom.
Bottom.
Hilarious.
Wrong place. That's okay. Gru has actually infiltrated our church and has wreaked havoc with the technology all morning this morning. So, we're just going with the flow. Well, that Gru, he wanted to steal the moon so that everyone would know that there was no one worse than he is. He is such a bad guy. Now, I'm going to talk about Luke, and there's no technology in my Bible, so we're on safe ground here. In this morning's gospel from Luke, Jesus was speaking to some bad guys and also to some good guys, the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, scribes and Pharisees were considered the good guys. They were the ones who cared about laws and who cared about proper behavior. But these good guys were a little disgusted that Jesus was eating with and welcoming bad guys. They were saying, "Ew, tax collectors and sinners." Well, how does Jesus respond? By telling his listeners two similar stories about getting lost, a desperate search, being found, and all ending in a great celebration. These parables are not, "Oops, where did I place my glasses?" kind of getting lost. These parables are about love and grace and hope. Love. God loves us so much that when just one sinner, just one bad guy, repents, there is tremendous joy in heaven, an over-the-top celebration. And now repent in these verses is from the Greek word metanoia, which means to turn, to change, to turn one's heart, one's purpose toward God. Repentance leads to change in both our perception and our reaction to the life and to our lives and to the world around us. So repentance is going from being lost to being found and knowing who found us. Now, Jesus lets his listeners know that God cares intimately about every individual, regardless of our past, regardless of what we've done to others or what others have done to us. God is seeking, God is searching for the heart and soul of each person here. Now, let me ask, how many of you will be in school sometime in these next 2 weeks? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay. Now, how many of you don't like at least one kid in your school? Come on, be honest. If the kid's sitting next to you, it's a problem, but otherwise we're good. Okay, good. Yeah, right. Oops, even Pastor Carrie raised her hand. Huh? Now, how many of us who've been out of school for a while, think back how many of us didn't like one kid in school, at least one kid. Yeah, mm-hmm, there, that's right. Maybe that kid was snobby, or maybe that kid was rude, said mean things, and we wrote that kid off as being a bad kid, not like me. Or maybe that kid was a bully, like Gru. Gru is a bully. Gru is mean. He's the kind of person no one should like. And you know, I'm kind of glad that we're not like Gru. I mean, he's bad. He wanted to steal the moon. And why did he want to steal the moon? Remember? Because he wanted to be the worst bad guy in the world, right? But perhaps is there also another motivation? I'm wondering for all those who have seen Despicable Me, if you remember this. When Gru was a little boy, he was interested in space, and he shared that with his mom, right? And what was her reaction? That's right, I heard it over there. And so he said, "Mommy, Mommy, look, I made a picture of a space rocket." And so he made better pictures. Finally, he built a rocket of macaroni. And so it went on and on. Gru kept building greater rockets, more elaborate plans, but his mother remained apathetic, even scornful. She never acted like she ever loved him. And maybe she didn't, because all she said was, So perhaps Gru is stealing the moon not because he wants the moon, but because he wants love. He may not know about love, but still, he knows he wants it. And he wants it in whatever way he can get it, even if it means stealing the moon. Last week, Dr. Joseph talked about being captured by the Taliban while volunteering in Afghanistan. Who heard that last week? Okay. He told us about one of his captors who was a 19-year-old gunman. And the young man asked Dr. Joseph lots of questions, what was life like in America? And what really stumped this young man was, he asked Dr. Joseph, "Why do you care about people in Afghanistan? Why do you care about people you don't know, you don't see? Why did you come here? Why do you care?" Evidently, this young man could not fathom, could not comprehend compassion, admitting that he didn't think twice about killing someone. And he killed plenty by the time he was 19. It was what he was taught. It's what he had seen since he was little. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that God created and loves each individual. We are all God's children. And the big deal is that God does give a second thought and more to each person so cavalierly shot or mistreated or belittled. God rejoices when each heart turns away from that callous and self-centered attitude toward love and toward grace. Whether that heart is hiding out in a warren somewhere in Afghanistan or is starting school at Warren High School, God cares. God loves. How about us? Do we? If so, how do we show God's love? How do we show God's grace? Or sometimes do we just respond, eh? When Jesus was telling these stories, do you think the scribes and the Pharisees understood? Or were they too concerned about Jesus hanging out with, you know, those kind? Well, don't get me wrong. The scribes and the Pharisees did the right things. They were society's good guys. Now, in Despicable Me, we've already met him, but we're going to meet him again. Silas Ramsbottom did the right things. He is the president of the Anti-Villain League. He was good, he was right, and boy, did he know it. And now we're going to play it again.
I am the league's director, Silas Ramsbottom.
Bottom.
Hilarious.
So, maybe we good folks can aspire to the grace and the joy shown by Silas Ramsbottom. I said bottom from the pulpit. Sorry, because he had to be there. Well, sure, the good guys may be on the right side of the law, but sometimes the good guys are judgmental, are dispassionate, and smug about their own goodness, right? And sometimes we're that way too. We're smug about our own goodness. And then I wonder, who are the people that Jesus considers to be lost? Perhaps what Jesus is telling all of us is that we may make a clear distinction between the good people and the bad people. Ew, them. But God doesn't make distinctions along our criteria, by our guidelines. But the good news for all of us good folks who sometimes could be better is that God gives us grace. God gives us grace through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, freely given, undeserved. Now, I've looked in my Bible. When it says Jesus Christ's grace is for you, there's no asterisk. It doesn't say Jesus Christ died for you, asterisk, with the exception of you, him, her, them. No, my Bible doesn't have asterisks. But don't take my word for it. Check your own Bible. See if yours has asterisks. I doubt it. The good news is that God loves us so much that God searches for us, even when we're totally lost to ourselves, even when our inner GPS is broken. God's GPS always works, and God has your name in its destination. For all who repent, this means we have hope. And we are called to share that hope because we know that our name isn't the only name in God's GPS. Oh no, it's a big GPS system. Love, grace, hope. One final note from Despicable Me. In case you're wondering, Gru did steal the moon. He was successful. He stole the moon. But along the way, three little orphaned girls came to love him. He didn't deserve it. He didn't earn it. But they loved him anyway. And so Gru, after stealing the moon, finally learned what it is to be loved. Gru learned about the power of love. And so changed was he that he returned the moon for everyone to enjoy. Remember, Jesus said that when one sinner repents, there is a big party in heaven. Now, we're not cartoon characters, but the love of God does change us. And we have been saved by grace through Jesus Christ, and we have been given hope through the promises of Jesus Christ. So let us love. Let us be gracious. Invite everyone to God's party, because in God's kingdom, the more the merrier. And let us hope. Because with God, anything is possible. Even the biggest, baddest bad guy can become a dancing fool. Love, grace, hope. Now, really, they're not the taglines, the plot summaries of the Despicable Me movies. They really aren't, believe it or not. But may love, grace, and hope be the taglines, the plot summary of our lives. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.